Welcome to another Answers in First Enoch, episode 23. We are covering the doctrines of the Watcher Fallen Angels, which Enoch says are lawlessness, godlessness, evil, essentially, the opposite of the Bible and equivalent to really the Sumerian tablets, the Epic of Gilgamesh. You could even trace many religions, in fact, all man-made religions, but specifically things like Zoroastrianism, Mithraism, better known as its rebranded name today, Catholicism, same thing, Rabbinic Judaism, Kabbalah, the occult, etc. You know, when they say all religions lead to the same place, there's actually some truth to that statement. They lead right here to these Watcher Fallen Angel doctrines. See, Yahuwah never established a religion. He established a relationship. The Creator wants to know you and I personally. He gave us a mediator in Israel. He had prophets who were the mediator, the go-between. And now we have Messiah, his son, Yahusha, who is our mediator forever. We don't need to pray to Mary. We don't need to pray to anyone. We pray through him. No man comes unto the Father but by me. So notice, they love to just roll out another new man-made religion under a different name, and that's why there's so many. Even in modern Christianity today, in the born-again side, Protestantism, whatever you want to call it, same thing. Look at how many denominations there are. It's ridiculous. And over what? Over hair-splitting doctrines of men. Well, we don't believe this doctrine. We believe this doctrine. Well, how about we all just believe the Bible? Because when you read the Bible, it actually explains itself. And there's just such poor scholarship going on. We end up losing so much. But see, they change a few letters of the doctrine here or there. I remember visiting a church in West Virginia, and there was one church, and they talked about this other church that was basically across the street. Oh, those people are really, you know, they're really out there. Oh, really? Well, what's the difference? Oh, well, they used to go to our church, and they protested because our women wore red hats. So they laughed because they refused to wear red hats. How stupid is that? And yet, this is pretty much the same kind of hair splitting that they do in modern Christianity. It is a ploy of Satan, and there's no doubting that. So these are all based on Watcher Fallen Angel doctrine, not the Bible, literally. And you can find them many times. We're going to cover here, but that's why they look so foreign to the Bible when we read and test it. They don't know very basic doctrines like where we go when we die. That's a pretty big one. It's huge. And yet the modern church completely oblivious to what the Bible even says about it. And they've made up their own man-made doctrine. They have no clue what they're talking about. These aren't scholars. They're scoffers. And they don't follow the Bible. They follow church doctrine. Unfortunately, these elements serve as a foundation for so many things. And that's just fact. Sure, they modify a little something here and there and say, that's not the same. That's what they'll tell you when you say that. But, you know, we didn't say it was. What we said was, it's got the same origin. That's the point. It's all, the origin of all of it is really at least infused in part into their doctrine, so-called. It is the Watcher Fallen Angel religion or doctrines, just as we're discussing here. This video will further entrench this as we find doctrines even employed by many governments around the world. Think about it. If our government is applying Watcher Fallen Angel doctrine as law, well, who are they following? How about your church? Ooh, ouch. I know they say their legal system is based on the Ten Commandments, right? A Pharisee claim, since there were Pharisees, really. However, if that were true, why are they adding laws by the forest load of trees every year, evolving it into, well, something else that is not Yahuwah's law. So no, its basis is not the Ten Commandments. That is a lie. The answer is, in most cases, it was always something else from its foundations. And we find that practice right here in what the Watchers were already doing thousands of years ago. Get ready to glide down the rabbit hole once again as we explore the evil occult doctrines of the Watchers. Open your book of 1st Enoch 2, chapter 69. Enoch reiterates here and expounds upon what the Watchers taught mankind, their doctrines. That's what a doctrine is. We had a blogger who seemed to not understand that, and he needs to learn English first. He doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. Enoch is deep, far more brilliant than any modern scholar. I mean, who do we listen to? The actual prophet who was so righteous, he was conducted into the Garden of Eden and continues to live thousands of years later. The holy scribe of righteousness, he's called by the angels even. The first man to ever write, according to Jubilees. Or, well, how about that modern scholar who can't even read, struggles in research, and in the end enjoys puffing up himself and his name like a Pharisee, and that was rebuked by Messiah many times in practice. Gee, that's a tough one, huh? Well, we'll go with Enoch, vetted with Scripture, and if you haven't read the introduction of this book, do so before daring to comment about how you have been told Enoch is not inspired or Bible canon, when it was found in the only Bible canon up until the first century in Qumran, kept by the only biblical keepers of Bible canon up until that time. The Aaronic Levite priests, the temple priests, specifically since the temple was first built in the days of Solomon, the sons of Zadok, they were commissioned in the days of Moses, even in the time of the tabernacle prior. Basically, they tell us this in their many writings many times. Read their writings. These were exactly who they were. Ezekiel tells us three times these sons of Zadok remained holy when the rest of Israel went astray. But instead, the church loves to defend their Pharisee Bible. That's my Pharisee Bible. How dare you go against my Pharisee Bible? Well, that's what you're saying if you're trying to defend the King James, which changed the name of God, 7,000 times? I mean, that's not just one minor error. That's almost 7,000 major errors of the most epic proportion. So, no, the King James is not perfect, but it can be restored, especially in this age, very easily. We have concordances at our fingertips, even electronic, that can make it very easy to do so. So, instead, though, the church, you know, they defend that Pharisee Bible, which they've already omitted these books in willing ignorance. No, thank you. The modern Bible is pretty good, though. Understand, they added Esther, which we test, and it fails miserably in testing the book of Esther. Watch it. Don't try to comment in ignorance or you'll be muted. Our channel, our rules. So here we go. Watcher doctrines that only lead to destruction. Verse 1. And after this judgment, they shall terrify and make them to tremble because they have shown this to those who dwell on the earth. Okay, so that's Yahuwah's judgment of the watchers to come, and that's what this is about. Enoch goes on to list the leaders of tens again here. We're not even going to go over it in detail. But now we have Azazel on the list, and he's there twice, or the name is. We're not sure what that is really, but he certainly stands out in 1st Enoch as he will be the scapegoat. All the sin of the watchers will be ascribed, you know, the blame placed on him specifically, on them too. They'll all be judged, they'll all pay, but specifically on him, all of it. He was the influencer, clearly. If you see any that are different, any of the names on the list here, just as we see with the four archangels in Enoch, in which one of them has two different names in the seven archangels versus the four archangels, yet it's the same guy in responsibility, and it's the same here, and it's actually even the same definition when you look it up. We're not going to go through that exposition on every name here. It's not necessary. We don't have time for that in this video. It's not what it's about. And these are the chiefs of their angels and their names, and their chief ones over hundreds and fifties and over tens. And the other one says tens specifically. It really doesn't matter, but perhaps an infrastructure involved as well. We don't need to know it all specifically. And again, that's not what this video is about. Verse 4, the name of the first, Jachon, or Jachon in Hebrew. There is no J, of course, in ancient Hebrew, nor in modern, for that matter. Yiddish has a sound, but it does not exist in Hebrew. And modern Hebrew is Yiddish-infused and based and isn't Hebrew. That is, the one who led astray all the sons of Elohim and brought them down to the earth and led them astray through the daughters of men. Again, in what sense? We don't know exactly in every sense, but we do know this. They defiled themselves with women, and that's what this is about. And we have quite a bit. I mean, we know a lot of their doctrines here, which is what these two videos are about. So, but is this another name for Azazel? Perhaps, and maybe it is. We're not even going to go there. But notice he isn't mentioned by this name as a leader in what we just saw. Of course, in Hebrew, again, no J, that's a Y. So the watcher doctrine here is going astray with the daughters of men. Unbiblical fornication is what it is, lust. And the second was named Asbeel. He imparted to the holy sons of Elohim evil counsel. Now that's generally, what's evil counsel? The definition isn't here in this verse, but it is in all of the passages. You can see much of the evil there. Was that all the doctrines they taught? No, of course not. They taught the occult, what we call the occult today. And it's much more involved, but these are a pretty good listing of them, and we can get a good sense of what this is. And led them astray so that they defiled their bodies with the daughters of men. So he taught the other angels how to do that practically, it seems, which is a little more specific. Verse 6, and the third was named Gadriel. Now, is this Gad? Well, we don't actually shorten the other angel names, so why would we do it with this one? Good question, and we're going to deal with that head on in the next video. Is this name evil? Well, he was named by Yahuwah, so no. We've covered a lot on Satan, especially in Answers and Jubilees. But we're going to go in the next video into more detail on this. Gadriel, is he Satan? Is he Lucifer? Is Satan Lucifer? We're going to deal with all of that, and we're going to talk about this word etymologically. Gadriel, is it even Gad? Is Gad an evil name? Well, you better go tell Jacob before he names his son Gad, which is one of the tribes of Israel. Duh. I mean, there is a doctrine out there, especially in the sacred name movement, that tries to attempt that, but it's illiterate, and we will prove it so. We'll cover that next. He it is who showed the children of men, get this, all the blows of death. Wow, he was a murderer from the beginning. Yep, we see that in Scripture, don't we? We know who this is, and we're going to go there again later in the next video in detail. And he led astray Eve. Whoa, well, we definitely know who this is then, right? I mean, it's really not questionable, yet some do, some don't. Some try to say, oh, well, this is Gadriel, but Gadriel isn't actually Lucifer. That's a different person. Okay, let's clarify all that, and we will do it next in a full video. And showed the weapons of death to the sons of men, the shield and the coat of mail and the sword for battle and all the weapons of death, or war, really, to the children of men. So Gadriel taught warfare, right? And it doesn't say he taught anything about having relations with women. You notice that, okay? And he's treated differently here. You'll see that in the next verse. But we'll cover this in detail. Some attempt this, to even say, oh, Gad, well, that's where the word God comes from. Well, is it really? Let's explore that. And we'll do that next, in the next video. Verse 7, and from his hand they have proceeded against those who dwell on the earth from that day and forevermore. Notice the timeline there. Okay, are you reading this? This character is unique to the Watchers. Understand that. And it's giving us that qualifier here. It's written right there when it identifies him. So we can know. He doesn't get locked away in the flood. And there's a reason for that. He must not have defiled himself with women. He could not have, or he would have been locked away with the same judgment as everybody else. Otherwise, Yahuwah wouldn't be righteous, right? I mean, we have to look at things in basic foundational terms here, and you don't redefine every term for every sentence and every passage that you read. If you do, you'll never understand anything. We'll get there, and we'll see. That is what Enoch is saying. But this guy, he is the adversary indeed. We'll go there. And the fourth was named Penemu. He taught the children of men the bitter and the sweet. So essentially that sounds like taste, right? Was he an Epicurean? Seems like that's what it's saying. Yes, we see this in our culture. Food is, eating is largely worshipped. I mean, it is a practice of worship almost to many. It becomes sin, gluttony. They're eating in overabundance, but it has become so entrenched in our culture indeed. But his name is very curious. Pen. Is that where that term comes from? Let's see. And he taught them all the secrets of their wisdom. Whoa, secrets of wisdom. Well, that word is occult in Latin. That's the word, occult. Occult means secret. That's all it means. It just means secret. It doesn't mean evil, but it is the secret doctrine of the Watcher, fallen angels, and it is evil. Understand that. Occult is evil. Literal occult doctrine. All of it originates in the Watchers. Occult doctrine is Watcher doctrines, both evil. Verse 9, and he instructed mankind in writing, get this, with ink and paper. Oh, pen, got that? Oh, wow, that is interesting. So, and thereby many sinned from eternity to eternity and until this day. What were they writing, by the way? Think about it. Well, the arts, for one, occult poems, theater, but for the occult, of course. I mean, look at stories like Snow White. Do you ever wonder, what if that actually originated from before the flood? And what if it's just being picked up orally, or maybe someone even had a writing at one time, but probably a lost, thing passed down? It could be, because it certainly has occult overtones and is an occult story, yet we teach our children this crap. Basically the origin of what is called Greek literature, for instance, just as an example, not the only. There are other cultures that have plenty of writings that lead in the same direction. That's Watcher doctrine. And we don't need it taught in our schools and universities, yet they do. It's an entire discipline to some. And they reject the Bible at the same time. That's called stupidity, willing ignorance. In other words, they are following Watcher doctrine over the Bible instead of, or as opposed to, the Bible, which makes them what? Satanists, essentially. We don't call them that, but we should. What else were they writing? Well, they are signing here. Let's see. Verse 10. For men were not created for such a purpose, to give confirmation of their good faith with pen and ink. What is that talking about? Legal contracts and banking. Here we go. The true origin of the modern legal and banking systems is Watcher, fallen angel doctrine, my friends. For men were created exactly like the angels. No, this doesn't then change all that the Bible says, that obviously we're not like the angels. It's not saying, but in this sense, to the intent, see, when you see that, it tells you in what sense, that they should continue pure and righteous in death, which destroys everything, could not have taken hold of them. It is in that sense we're created like the angels. We're supposed to live forever. Spirits are, and still will, but until Adam sinned, of course, you know, we then, our bodies have a sinful nature, and we're going to need new bodies. Our spirits will live on. We'll get new bodies after the day of judgment, so. But through this, their knowledge, they are perishing. What is that? Well, let's see. That's Hosea 4:6, the prophet Hosea quoting 1 Enoch. For my people perish for lack of knowledge. There you go. And through this power, fit is consuming men. So men were being consumed by this. That's the purpose of these doctrines, indeed. And it is today as well, and we fall for it. Your diploma should say, welcome to the occult, because that is what we are learning, folks. That's what they're teaching in our universities, especially. Watcher doctrine, and at that same time, rejecting the Bible completely and ignoring it completely, even as an historical document, which is utterly stupid and obviously willing ignorance. Peter nailed it. Let's be clear, this is not Yahuwah's system. In fact, in modern times, the Jewish Encyclopedia even credits the Pharisee for our legal system. Even the Bible says they were lawyers then, so we know that. For our modern constitutions, in fact, Pharisee contrived documents there. They take credit for that. And, you know, these are scripturally based. Yeah, right. That is a complete lie. They are Pharisee. And the banking system as well. All the same and in origin, you can walk it all the way back to the Watcher fallen angels. Verse 12, and the fifth was named Kesediah. This is he who showed the children of men all the wicked smitings of spirits and demons. Now, what do demons smite? Wow. Now, this is very, very telling. Check this out. And the smitings of the embryo in the womb, that it may pass away or die. They murdered the child in the womb, the defenseless baby. The what? I mean, how barbaric. We would never do that today, right? Ah, ha, ha, ha. Like we don't see this even worse today. My friends, this is abortion. Millions of babies. Yes, the Latin word fetus is not a medical term. That's stupid. It's so illiterate. It is the Latin word for baby. And it still is one. Yahuwah defines that, not stupid men and women trying to justify their lusts at the expense of a life. How dare they? However, this is not new. It is Watcher Fallen Angel doctrine, folks. Wow. Talk about eye-opening. But see, the church is emasculated. They want to debate an issue without their arsenal that was left for us by Yahuwah. Because Enoch settles this, this is evil watcher doctrine, folks. And that is the end of the story. There's nothing else to discuss. They ignore Enoch, and he tells us the origin of this evil, and he defines it as murder, period, because it is and has to be. That is a life. It is nothing else. You can't redefine it. That's what the occult does. The watchers did. It is not what rational human logic leads to. Any politician placating this evil is evil. Any person performing this is committing murder, whether they try to redefine it or not. Even the textbooks have been incredibly fraudulent, and even after caught, they leave this in there. It is proven as they show a tadpole, basically in the womb in early stages. That is an outright, outrageous lie, folks, and it should be taken out of our textbooks and They're not, because they're liars. They're not professors. They're not teachers. They're liars when they continue to follow that. We aren't tadpoles at any form. That is a baby, a child with a soul, and that's the real key, from heaven's storehouse of souls. Yahuwah's breath is breathed into that child already. Something Yahuwah takes very seriously. To deny that is to not understand the Creator at all. If you have had an abortion, no, there is forgiveness. Yes, but we aren't going to sugarcoat evil. And neither should you. Neither should any of us. We are all capable of being deceived. Yes, especially for convenience. It certainly fits the moment, right, in this issue. But we can all be forgiven. But to not tell you that would be to not show love. We love you. We care about your eternal soul, not your pride or your feelings, which are meaningless in the end. And the smitings of the soul, the bites of the serpent, and the smitings which befall through the noontide heat. See, that's a very Pharisee doctrine, basically, as Pharisees did this with Messiah. And this is what they do. They captured him with their military. They put the son of Yahuwah on trial. They found him guilty. Guilty of what? Well, not meeting prophecy. No, they couldn't prove that, could they? Because he did fit prophecy. So, no, they found him guilty of blasphemy, violating their law and interpretation, which is all added leaven in perspective, so jaded. They define the sinless son of Yahuwah as guilty and sinful. How do you do that, right? Well, that's called Rabbinic Judaism today, as Phariseeism, according to the Jewish Encyclopedia, was rebranded as such after the Second Temple was destroyed. It's the same religion without the Second Temple ritual, which makes sense. That event, by the way, had no significance to the lost tribes, who were already gone at that point, driven out by the Pharisees, especially. Watch our Lost Tribes series. We cover that in detail. So they took him to Rome, Roman as the authority, to Pilate, and of course to Herod, back to Pilate, so on and so forth, but to carry out the execution. So then they could say, just as they do today publicly, this is what they do. They did it to Mel Gibson even. They say, we didn't crucify him. We didn't crucify Jesus, Yahusha. It wasn't us. Yet, this is why the Gospels record that Pilate tried to reject their demand, finding him not guilty. Pilate washed his hands of the whole matter, knowing that he was not guilty. He then tried to give him a lesser punishment, not death, scourging him instead, because he knew Yahusha did not violate any law worthy of death. It did not fit at all, even if it was a crime, and it wasn't. But they forced it anyway, and then say, oh, we didn't do that. We didn't see anything. Oh, how did that happen? I don't know, right? Of course, even the Talmud admits that they did, but you and I aren't supposed to read that and know that, you know, so they lie and parse words and think they can get away with that. That's what Pharisees do, and no, they will never get away with it. Let's read further. The son of the serpent named Tabaet. Essentially, Tabaet is the serpent of death here. The word means male or strong, but in demonology, and again, that's not Bible, let's be clear, but you will see why I share this. They believe this was associated with basically a poison apple. Where have we seen that in literature? The occult black flame in the form of an apple. That's how they phrase it. It doesn't matter. Is it true? We don't believe so. But nevertheless, it's what they place on it symbolically. Sound familiar, though? You know, Disney loves to inject these occult narratives, such as in the story of Snow White. What is that? Well, witchcraft, sorcery, even this demonic legend are all there. So where does the story originate, if so? Well, it doesn't matter who wrote it. It is based on Watcher Fallen Angel doctrine. And that is considered one of the bedrocks of what society thinks we should teach our children. Oh, that's such a beautiful story. What a nice fairy tale. No, it's not. It's occult nonsense. And we shouldn't be teaching our children that kind of crap. We don't want them thinking about that. So nice, allowing Disney to peddle the occult in our homes, even. You know, we all need to wake up on that. That's just fact. Notice how Disney's full of sorcery and witchcraft from the Watchers in almost every movie. There's some out there, and we don't really, we haven't vetted this fully, so I don't know completely, but they'll even show, like in The Lion King, where the word sex is in the smoke on the screen, and you wouldn't see it unless you pause the screen, but subconsciously it's there, injected into a children's film. I mean, you know, that kind of stuff is just unthinkable, yet it appears that's there, if that claim is true. But even Mickey Mouse goes there and did from the beginning, the sorcerer Mickey. It is an indoctrination into the occult. And that's their channel, full of rebellion. They are teaching our kids to discard their parents, even. But this is Watcher Fallen Angel doctrine, folks. That's what it is. Verse 13, and this is the task of Kasbiel, the chief of the oath. So he's a very specific purpose here. He was essentially the lawyer angel, in essence, in this perspective. Not for good, though. Understand that. Now, we're not condemning all lawyers because they practice law, but the system itself, we are, because it is based on the Watcher Fallen Angel doctrine, which he showed to the holy ones when he dwelt high above in glory in heaven, and its name is Bika. Now, we are going to set this aside. We could keep reading because Enoch spends a lot of time on this. This as well as Gadriel, we have full videos coming soon on both of these following this video. So we could prove this out. Enoch spends a lot of ink on this for good reason. We need to understand it, and we will. This is the angel who orchestrated and wrote the oath to the point of getting the sacred name of whom? Well, and some will try to use this way, not Yahuwah, because it's going to tell us it's Yahusha's unknown name, which we see in Revelation and we'll cover soon. This is not the Pharisee doctrine of hiding YHWH Yahuwah, which is the dumbest anti-biblical trash doctrine from idiots who can't even read, as we have covered in the Name of God series. Watch that. Try to debate over there. Try it here. You'll be muted. Our channel, our rules. The church follows these idiots. So let's wrap this up. Quick review. What did the Watchers teach? Sexual defilement of all kinds, lust, fornication, crossbreeding species, sex outside of legal marriage, adultery, harlotry, all of it. Because they were trying to defile men. Why? They were trying to get mankind to defile themselves. See, they didn't even have to do it. They just had to teach the doctrine, and then mankind would follow and defile themselves. How do we know that idolatry and sexual fornication does so? Well, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:18. Read the whole passage, by the way. We don't have time to cover it all. This is a YouTube video. But is regarding sexual sin, not the marriage bed, which is not sin, but good. You are committing sin against your own body. See, that's how tricky they were. And that's how tricky this doctrine is. You are hurting yourself, as is the other person, themselves, whether alone, all the other parties involved. This, my friends, defines our society today, which is rampant with sexual hedonism. They think sexual immorality is called freedom, yet it's bondage. And you are hurting yourself and others. So it's a lie. But isn't all Watcher doctrine? Indeed. However, nonetheless, sexual overtones permeate our society from its very fabric as a foundational doctrine, very protected even by most governments as their laws protect promiscuity. Loves it. They make divorce, such as in the U.S. especially, very easy to execute, somewhat, yet Let us all not forget there are biblical reasons for divorce, indeed, such as specifically adultery. This whole point, as your spouse would be following what? Watcher, fallen angel doctrine. Got it? It's the watcher doctrine that's the problem, folks. This is serious and so critical to understand the society we have today is most certainly as it was in the days of Noah, even in doctrine from governments. Now, we know man figured out how to murder on their own, as Cain rose up and struck and killed his brother Abel from early on. There were no Nephilim yet, and Cain could not be one. Watch our two serpent seed videos, as well as our two mystery of Cain videos. Yes, we prove it, and no, you won't disprove it, but go ahead and try. Over there, not here. You'll be muted. Our channel, our rules. However, the Watchers helped this along in making it extremely easy to kill and perpetrating a culture of death. That's what they're perpetuating. We still have this today. We live in a culture of death. Even whole government systems like communism is a complete culture of death, really, with no respect, no regard for human life generally. Entire massive militaries who focus on death for one. Sometimes perhaps justified in some war somewhere, maybe. But most of the time, and likely really all of it, if truly investigated, not. We aren't testing that in this video, so we're not going to go there. But even the video games the average child watches, over 70,000 murders play out before their very eyes. Before they graduate high school. No, not 70,000. And in video games, they are the ones emulating a murder, or murderer, really, often. It's called conditioning. It doesn't make your child a murderer. It just predisposes them to do so. And that is not guarding their heart, which we should be teaching. War and weapons of war, taught by multiple angels, Gadriel being one, and we have a whole video coming on him. So they want us to profane our bodies, sinning against our bodies, right, ourselves, and Yahuwah for that matter. And now they want us to kill ourselves and murder and mass murder in war. The reason for stockpiling weapons is never a deterrent. That has always been a lie. It's for war. It is to war. You will be assured for war if you have them. You're going to use them. Maybe not all, but you will use them, period. Basically, this is the origin of this doctrine, and it comes from the days of Jared, the fifth from Adam. Yes, that early. Wow. We as the world are a warring society today. World War I and II that just continued into smaller wars, but perpetual war has been underway, especially this war on terror that we're in right now, the never-ending war, the forever war, whatever you want to call it. The days of Noah have returned, my friends. The days where the Watcher, fallen angel doctrine, rules the day, and it does generally today. Metalworking, again, not all metalworking is evil, just as all makeup applications are not evil. It is about intent. The metalworking that the Watchers taught, and Tubal Cain especially learned, is that of making weapons for war, especially as well as murder. And he comes from a line of murderers, in fact. So Noah was not a metalworker. And he knew nothing of it in scripture. Doesn't say that he ever knew. And Tubal Cain didn't live anywhere near. So he did not use metal to build the ark. It's not on the list. The Bible's very detailed about what he used. And there's no metal there. So, Ron Wyatt didn't find Noah's ark in Turkey, where he found a structure there near the top of a mountain, not even really on the top, in the wrong direction. Not even bothering to read the Bible, which is pretty clear on this, that the ark landed east of Shinar, period. Watch where did Noah's Ark land, and oops, did Ron Wyatt find the Nephilim Ark? Well, indeed he did, or what they claim to be, and that is the doctrine modern scholarship follows very stupidly. Any scholar telling you the Ark landed in Turkey is illiterate. They cannot even read a simple sentence in Scripture. Pretty bad. But it's because they're following the doctrines of men. So, watch your fallen angel doctrine infused, assumed that because Tubal Cain, you know, from Cain, who lived nowhere near Noah, had no association with Noah, that somehow means Noah was a metal worker as well as a Nephilim in Wyatt's find, as his supporters claim to have found graves of giants near that false ark, which is the Nephilim landing site, not Noah's. It's ridiculous, and it's very wrong. If it ain't east of Shinar, which is on the east side of the Tigris River, and that cannot be moved, then it ain't Noah's Ark, period. The occult, which word actually just means secret, the secret doctrine is the Watcher doctrine, one and the same. Enoch said so. Not even hidden, really, though, but most do not even know they are espousing such, like when they beat the war drums for modern Israel, which is Gog of Magog. They don't even know they are supporting the prince demon and with Watcher doctrine. Ouch, but true. Yeah, and I'm talking about churches who are so ignorant because they have become willingly so. They choose to be. The occult, such as the Sumerian tablets, Epic of Gilgamesh, is Watcher and Nephilim culture and ideology and religion. What are these secrets? Well, it's these doctrines and their detail, and it is the same as Satan told in basically Eve in the garden. For Yahuwah knows, if you eat of that fruit, you will be as gods, right? Well, not actually, a complete lie. As angels are Elohim, so the word Elohim will be as Elohim, heavenly beings of gods of short. It's actually not a complete lie, it's just a partial lie. They are not the Elohim, Yahuwah, and no angels ever will be, but not a complete lie, because eating forbidden fruit, in fact, will gain one this forbidden knowledge as the Elohim, the gods, the angels have. The same knowledge the Watchers decided to propagate to bring the destruction of mankind. This is the Tree of Life playing, or the Tree of Knowledge playing out. All of these doctrines lead to destruction. Now, this one entrenched in our textbooks and a whole discipline of academia, and it's utterly stupid. They might well call the classes the Thinking of the Watchers. It's philosophy. Now, that's a statue of Socrates there, where in the Bible, are we supposed to make statues of men as if they are gods? Well, nowhere. Again, ye shall be as gods. Where it's that doctrine, we know. Now, he didn't say this, I think, therefore I am, but plenty of other stupid things, indeed. Descartes did, and when he did, he was stupid. We are not and do not exist because we think. That's illiterate. We do not create ourselves or somehow cease to exist just because we are not aware. We humans are meaningless in such a conclusion. We exist not because we think, but because Yahuwah created us. Our thinking was nothing compared to his. It has nothing to do with it. In fact, the stupid philosopher, if he were actually smart, would say, I am, therefore I think. Or better, I am Yahuwah's creation, therefore I think, or can think, have the ability to think, because you wouldn't have it without him. Otherwise, they give the brain and man far too much credit, again, elevating us to godhood in understanding. And that is always stupid, my friends. We are not gods, and fallen angels aren't either. These watchers lost, and they are nothing compared to Yahuwah, and they will never be anything, ever. To follow this antiquated, illiterate doctrine of losers leads to destruction. Philosophy truly is better termed Satanism, because it is the Garden of Eden doctrine, also taught by the Watchers. It did not originate in Greece or other societies like Babylon, Egypt, etc. It is not new, but far more ancient from before the flood, and it always has been against Yahuwah and always stupid, really. We have an academia that places this at the top of their thinking and an entire paradigm of stupid that then ignores the Bible ever even existed. Well, that's just dumb. Are you noticing the pattern here? Watcher fallen angel doctrine rules our world right now. This is a big one. We shouldn't be signing contracts with banks, which is not just Babylonian in concept, but really Watcher in doctrine. Taking on debt in biblical definition is becoming a slave to whomever you owe. So we really shouldn't do it anyway. That is easily observed. Stop paying your mortgage and see what happens. No, don't. Just making a point there. But it's better to get out of debt. You do not want any of it. Don't listen to idiots, even well-meaning ones, who are trying to scam the current Watcher banking system, playing by its own rules, like, you know, the Rich Dad, Poor Dad author. I get what he's doing. I understand he's trying to help people, in quotes, but he's helping no one because he's teaching you Watcher Fallen Angel doctrine and how to play along with their system. That is a very Pharisee way to operate. Yes, it's almost impossible to start a business without taking on debt. I get that, at least at some point, but do your best to avoid this, as man was not created to be indebted to another. We were not created to give our signature in debt. That's what this is saying. That is not our human society and shouldn't be, yet it is Watcher, fallen angel, doctrine and mentality. I know there's good people out there who have become bankers and lawyers. We're not talking about them. We're talking about a system here, so don't take it that way. Though if one is convicted to leave that system, well, that's not us, but that's the Holy Spirit speaking to you, and if so, do it. Look at our legal system today, an ever-evolving, nonsensical structure that even admits it's not intended to bring justice. Just like the world of science is saying, well, we're not intending to prove anything. Then you're not scientists. You're stupid. Just call yourself what you are. You're just guessing. I mean, that's what we have. We fall for this stuff because it becomes the norm, but it shouldn't be. The system is structured to bring destruction, as is banking, especially because you take on enough debt, you are a slave, and they want everyone to be a slave. This is who the Nephilim, they've returned to power. The world elites, those that don't have Nephilim bloodlines among them, and some do, though, they're very diluted at this point, but they do try to keep them pure in some case. You look at people like the Rothschilds, who really try to keep that bloodline pure, and there's claims within, even from their own, folks, that they come from Watcher fallen angels. So they would be Nephilim. That's pretty much it. Otherwise, if not, they're at least sympathetic to the Nephilim ideology or Watcher doctrine, same thing. Either way, these are bringing the return of the days of Noah, where the world fell under Watcher doctrine, and we are back there right now. Witchcraft is defined even in root cutting for potions and spells, enchantments, even the resolving of enchantments as well. We all know the Bible condemns witchcraft, yet it permeates our modern society, even among the elites. The Bible calls rebellion is as witchcraft, in fact, in the New Testament. And literally, I mean, that's the Watchers were rebelling. That's what this all was. So why they are following Watcher fallen angel doctrine. Abortion. This is huge. We spent a good amount of time on it already. It's unthinkable that a society would even think to have the conversation to murder. That's what they're doing. It's most vulnerable, whom it should be protecting above all. the most especially those who could grow even, through adoption into productive members of society. Those who could walk in righteousness even, not even given a chance. However, especially in America, we fight hard for this right to dash that child in the womb. And again, that's not new. This is the ancient occult doctrine. And you can see with the animosity that they have when they raise their fist at Yahuwah, because that's what they're doing. That's the same that you're going to see on the Day of Judgment, even from those calling themselves Christians, because they hate Yahusha. The world hates him. There is a reason why all of these dominate our society today. The society is the enemy of Yahuwah, serving the doctrines of his enemies, which is where the Bible says we lead in the end, even in the church. Sure, some of the church stands against this one, as they should, though, you know, of course, there's always the ridiculous extremes, bombing abortion clinics. That's equally dumb. Yes, if your 16-year-old daughter is raped and you feel abortion is the only option, that is a decision your family needs to make, because that is a tough one, my friends, and no one's telling you that you have to have that child under those circumstances. You don't have to. Probably should, but you don't have to. However, the wonderful Watcher legal system we have today takes that 0.03% of cases in abortion, or at least it was about that at the time where Roe versus Wade came out. Ridiculous. If it's even that high now, would be a surprise. And it uses that justification for people to have basically unbridled fornication with no limits, and then you can just kill the child when you're done. It's no big deal, right? It's called hedonism. They even have a pill for it. So, well, I mean, that's not the same thing, right? Oh, isn't it? You need to check that out. This is Watcher Fallen Angel Doctrine. Basically, in support of Watcher Doctrine. There you go. The fact that such a large percentage of Americans feel they can even argue that taking a word, baby, and making it Latin, though the word is still baby in definition, and then calling that a medical term in fraud, dehumanizing the child, is the dumbest of just about all positions, and they fight vigorously for what? To pursue their own lust, just as 2 Peter 3 warned. This is why they live in willing ignorance. Again, if you have had an abortion, you already know how this weighs on your soul. I don't need to tell you. You can be forgiven, however. But you have followed Watcher Doctrine. You fell for it. Just as practically the whole earth, except Noah and his family, did before the flood, and most are today. Execution, of course, if there's a murderer, it is right to give them capital punishment. Biblically, that's actually supported. But this form is the form of Pharisees, where they set up the circumstances to murder without actually committing the murder themselves. See, they're slick like that. You could also call this assassination, perhaps. The U.S. government doesn't do that. No, they just pay private contractors to do it with orders. I didn't say that, right? Moses, of course, never says to take an oath. He just doesn't say that. What he says is, keep your word if you do take an oath. And no one, including Yahushua, would disagree with what Moses says there, nor does he actually change it. However, in Matthew 5, on the Sermon on the Mount, we cover that in our Sabbath series, watch it, Yahushua has the same stance against taking oaths in the first place, especially written oaths. That is just not normal. We were not created to do that. It is Watcher Doctrine. We showed you Enoch exposes this, and we've come to accept it in our society. It is the norm. If you are in an organization, especially, that requires an oath, including a church, run away. They do not know Scripture. A staple of modern Judaism and Phariseeism, because it's the same thing from which it originated, this profaning his name is rebuked all the way to Revelation, as there are those who do it. And he says in Ezekiel 39, after defeating the forces that occupy Israel, they do right now, by the way, watch Gog of Magog, and we cover this there too, Yahuwah declares they will never profane my name again. This is always matter to him and always will. He has a name that has been removed from Scripture, even the King James. Even the 1611 King James, and it's fraud. It's there in the Hebrew almost 7,000 times, and one of the biggest frauds of the modern church, playing along with Pharisee ideology. But it's also not new, for in origin, this is watcher fallen angel doctrine. There you go. Wearing jewelry, makeup to seduce men, harlotry, is a watcher fallen angel doctrine. And yes, any woman can cross that line. You know what's in your heart and you know what's not. Again, this is another watcher doctrine to support the watcher doctrine of free sex, basically. Liberty, they call it, in worship of the ancient fertility goddess. Yes, that's what they call it. They call her Mary in the Catholic Church, yet Mary was not a harlot, not the Queen of Heaven. That's specified in Jeremiah, and she's rebuked as the ancient harlot, the harlot of Babylon. She's not the mother of God. That's not her title. That's the ancient harlot's title. She's not the ever virgin. She had other children, like five more. So, hello, these are nonsensical. And you're taking the titles of the ancient goddess who's being rebuked for doing exactly these things, teaching these things. It's all a match. Watch Satan's trick. We cover that in detail. Part 9 of Solomon's Gold series does as well with pictures. This is for lust and fornication. Enchantments, a magical way of manipulating people. Always watcher doctrine, which is, well, Disney doctrine. Yep. Sorcery, or pharmakia, as it is called in Greek, that's the Greek word for it. We know that as pharmacies, right? The mixing of drugs. Rebuked many times throughout the Bible is watcher fallen angel doctrine. Imagine that. Yes, vaccinations would qualify. And wow, do we see that rampant right now? Amazing. Not a Satanist cult, by the way. This is watcher doctrine that was worldwide before the flood. But this was the religion at that time. And it crossed over the flood, thanks especially to demons or Nephilim spirits who still basically follow it. They are what? They are the result of the watchers as well. Their children, their spirits. Nephilim carry watcher doctrine. Astrology, this has never been biblical, and again, in Solomon's Gold Series 13a, we cover that. Watch it. Constellations are not biblical. They are not the lens by which to interpret Yahuwah's skies. Yes, the sun, moon, and stars are for signs and seasons indeed. That's what the Bible says. There's no doubting that. They are not to be interpreted by the watcher doctrine. They are even named for these enemies, the constellations are, enemies of Yahuwah and their children. We test the passages of modern Bibles, the KJV specifically, watch part 13a, Solomon's Gold series. They insert constellation names in fraud as neither lead to a constellation either time in Scripture. Test it and you will see. Try to debate without watching on this video, we'll mute you. Sorry. Our channel, our rules. You can respect them, or we will do what we say. Worship of the earth, worship of the sun, worship of the moon, the stars as well. I mean, why worship his creation when we can worship the creator himself? Well, I mean, it's a no-brainer. He is glorified in his creation, which actually we observe every seventh day on the Sabbath. And all these have purposes in him. But we worship him, not them. We worship him, not angels even, and certainly not their children. Yes, they are incredible beings. There's no doubt about that, but none worthy of worship. Not a single one, not even the greatest among them, Michael, nor would he accept your worship. He would tell you, stand up, and angels have done that in Scripture. Only Yahuwah and Yahusha are to be worshipped. Even the Holy Spirit has not a single passage that says to worship him either. Think about it. And that moon worship, well, specifically practiced by the watchers, it's about the course of the moon. It's called the lunar calendar. We call it Babylonian, but they got it from a stone carved before the flood with this exact doctrine, according to the book of Jubilees, originating in the Watchers. They reconstituted it, and today they try to apply this false lunar calendar, the course of the moon, into the Bible, and it never fits. Test it. The Bible, according to all of Scripture, and especially Jubilees and Enoch, and we'll get to that in this series too, has always been set on the sun as the measure for days, weeks, Sabbaths, months, years, Sabbaths, sevens of years, and Jubilees, 49s in counting or 50s in celebration. Pretty specific, and Enoch even does the math for us over many years, so no one could misunderstand. Following the lunar calendar in any sense is watcher, fallen, angel doctrine. And again, the modern church deceived about this today by the Pharisees of Judaism who can't read. Watch parts 6a through g of our Sabbath series, as well as parts 1 and 2 of Answers on the Sabbath. Or read Rest the Case for Sabbath, free and ebook at restsabbath.org. This is not up for debate. Try to debate it here without watching or reading. Well, you'll be muted. Our channel, our rules. And there you go. Just some, but many, of those doctrines. And yes, they are doctrines. Someone tried to stupidly comment. I don't know what gets into some people's heads without watching that somehow our mention of the intent of the watchers to bring the destruction of mankind as us saying that was their only doctrine. That's it. That's all we say in that whole video. Did you just read the list? Of course, we know this idiot blogger who can't even read a sentence and understand it comes in and does this crap and just agitates. But you just saw the list that the idiot left off in his comment because he is illiterate. I mean, the dumbest of all. That's the best they can do. Reframe our words. Forget most of what we prove and say, nuh-uh. Well, uh-huh, because we prove it. Now, this is fascinating, and it will lead to more videos in detail. We are going to cover Gadrael next. That's coming soon. Is he Satan? Is he Lucifer? Many have asked, and we will go there. And this is the time, and this is going to be really good. Coming very soon after that, we will address this hidden name, which some try to inject Jewish fables, fabricating that YHWH is to be hidden, which again is utterly stupid and illiterate to Scripture, as even Abraham, Enos, Seth, Adam, practically all the patriarchs, not even just writing, but specifically, they were calling upon, in other words, pronouncing the name of Yahuwah. That's what Scripture says many times over. Now, you can watch the Name of God series for detail on that, and we give you all of that. But Enoch tells what this is about, and we'll go there too. We hope these two videos on Doctrines of the Watchers have served to educate everyone in some way. We have over 400 videos on this channel, one for every day of the year now, many just as profound and some 50 or so in Tagalog for Filipinos, and now 6 in Spanish to start. We also have been setting up subtitles for 20 plus languages for most of our videos. Don't forget to like and subscribe and click the bell for notifications of new uploads, but join our email list as YouTube fails to notify often, and we will notify you ourselves at thegodculture.com. www.thepopup.com. Just fill in the pop-up there. We now have alternative platforms for videos on Rumble, Odyssey, and Utreon. And our new podcast is also available for all of our videos as well. All links in the description box. And friend us on Facebook at The God Culture --Space Original. If you prefer in an alternative to Facebook, we now have Parler as well. Link below. We now have 6 books published internationally, being read in over 100 countries. With our new release, The First Book of Enoch, the oldest book in history, and we prove it. Just start by reading the introduction, if nothing else. We also have now launched Ophir Philippines Coffee Table Book in the U.S., Canada, U.K., many overseas markets, even Australia, different areas. So we launched the Book of Jubilees, additionally, the Torah calendar, with color maps and interior, as many requested overseas. We already have that in the Philippines, but that is available now on Amazon in hardcover or softcover, as well as in black and white, if you wish. All 3 formats are also available for First Enoch. All books, including Solomon's Treasure, are now free in ebook. Just go to OphirInstitute.com for all the links for your area for all of our books. More coming soon. Thank you for watching. Now, always remember, prove all things for yourself. Yah bless to everyone.